所以我们很快来到最后一堂。
Even though we quickly come to the last evening,
我们还是要继续的交通、失落和恢复。
We want to continue the fellowship on man's loss and God's recovery.
我们开头时候，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let us begin by reading from the Word of the Lord.
我们先请弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书第三章。
Let us please turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们从第七节读起。
We start with verse 7.
读到十二节。
From 7 to 12.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。这里哈，我要和弟兄姊妹们稍微的解释一下，这个中文里面的这个与我有益的，就是得，就是得着啊。
Verse 7 says, "But what things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ." The word here is to gain.
你看英文很清楚，那个有损的就是 loss， 就是失落。
The Chinese translate as beneficial, but here in English it says for to gain.
好，我们继续。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义。就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Verse 8, yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering.Being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained, or I am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
这里十二节这里有一句话，是我们今天晚上的主题啊，非常的重要。
Our theme tonight comes out of a phrase in verse 12.
就是这里后面说的，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Which is the latter part, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
也可以说，所以得着我的，或者所要我得的。
In other words, it can also be said as what Christ want me to lay hold of.
这句话的意思就是呢，我们今天。神要我们，得着主要我们得的。
And in other words, God wants us to lay hold of what the Lord wants us to gain.
也就是他在我们身上所要得的。
In other words, is what He wants to lay hold of us in us.
这个关系是非常的一个紧密的。
This is a very close relationship.
简单的说，我们得着基督有多少？基督就得着我们有多少。
Simple words, how much we lay hold of Christ, that the same amount as Christ lay hold of us.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们，今天神要我们所得的，不是基督之外的事情。
Well, what God desires that we not lay hold of anything apart from Christ.
不是你到主的跟前呢，主要主给你这样的祝福，那样的祝福。
It is not that when we go before the Lord, we ask the Lord to bless us with this or that.
这个好处，那个好处。
This goodness or that goodness.
不是，主是要把他自己给我们。
No, but the Lord wants to give Himself to us.
因为呢，他要我们得着他。
Because he wants us to obtain him.
那么他才真正得着我们。
And then he can truly lay hold of us.
弟兄姊妹，保罗这句话非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this phrase is very important.
好，那我们继续的再读一些主的话。
Let's read other scriptures.
我们回到腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
我们读二十节和二十一节。
Verses 20 and 21.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Verse 20, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as alwaysSo now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
Yeah, 你看英文的就很清楚。
Here the English is very clear.
死了我就有益处，什么益处啊？
And to die is to gain.
就是得。
Is to gain something, obtain something.
所以你在一生的日子里面，你尽量的得着基督。
So in your life,Do your best to lay hold to gain Christ.
当你死的时候，我们就看你得着多少的基督。
And when you die, we can see how much of Christ you have obtained.
所以这里是一个得字。
So here you see the word gain.
然后呢，我们看一下三十节。
And then verse 30.
你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
Having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me.
我们先再看哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们读二十二节和二十三节。
Verses 22-23.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要活着，但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
Verse 22, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits,Afterwards, those who are Christ's at his coming.
这里二十三节里面有一个字我们要解释一下，这个次序啊，个人要按照次序复活。
I want to explain this word in verse 23, the order, each one in his own order.
这个次序呢，也可以把它解释成了一般一般那个在学校里面一般一般。
You can also interpret this word order as class, like a classroom of classrooms.
好像也可以解释说成军队一样的一队一队的往前。
Or like a military, one division after another division.
这里给我们一个重要的提醒。
This is a good reminder.
将来复活的时候。
That at the time of resurrection.
是一队一队的人出来的。
We came out a group by a group.
所以在启示录里面告诉我们。
So in Revelation it tells us.
那头一次复活的人有福了。
That the blessed is those who have the first resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，这对今天还活着的圣徒来讲是多么重要的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is such an important reminder for the saints who are still alive.
你一定要牢牢记住哈。
Remember this firmly.
将来复活。要有份于那个第一次的复活。
At the time of resurrection, you need to be a part of the first resurrection.
因为这一班人将来要被提到宝座上去的。
Because this group of people will be taken to the throne.
在千年国度里面与主一同掌权的。
In the millennium year, they will reign with the Lord.
在教会历史中。
In church history.
多少爱主的弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters.
他们竭力的追求。
And they pursued hard after
the Lord. 心中盼望的就是能有份这个第一队。
And what they desired in their heart was to be among the first division.
我曾经记得一个年长的弟兄啊，他在世处曾经这样说。
I remember an elderly brother once said.
他说我心里面真是渴慕啊。
He said, my heart so desired.
当然在这个第一班的里面我不可能第一名的。
That in the first division, I could not be number one.
那个第一名呢，一定是保罗啦，或者彼得、约翰这些人，对吧
？The number one in that first division ought to be Paul or John or apostles.
但是如果主让我在这个第一班里面是最后一名，我也甘愿。
But even if the Lord wants me to be the last one in this class, I'm willing.
哎呦，那些讲众的脸上是满了爱慕的。这个感觉啊、
And as he spoke, his face radiant with desire.
我在那里听啊。
And as I listened,
我说如果你是最后一名
，And I thought if you are the last one,
那我们怎么办
？What about me?
我们不是没希望了吗
？Are we not hopeless?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
不，现在任何人情况都不知道。
Now we do not know how each condition, each person's condition.
只要你还活着
，as long as you are alive.
鼓励弟兄姊妹相互的鼓励。
We exhort one another.
一定求主让我们能有份于第一次的复活。
We pray that the Lord will be allow us to be a part of the first resurrection.
哎呀，这个是极大的福气。
This is a great blessing.
所以今天我们讲恢复的路非常的重要。
So、today this way of recovery is so important.
如果这次你人就把这个当作一般的夏令会啊什么的，春运会啊，当作一些信息听完了回去就完了，那么就真完了。
If you continue to treat this as a normal summer conference, a normal retreat, and then you go home and you think this is finished, then you really are finished.
我们对主说
，We say to the Lord,
愿你在我身上做恢复的工作。
May you do the work of recovery on me.
我们要走恢复的路。
I want to walk on the way of.
我们希望在那个复活的日子
，That I hope on the day of resurrection,
能有份。第一班的复活。
That I will be a part of the first group of resurrection.
所以保罗说这个话很重要。
This is important phrase for Paul.
是按照个人的次序。
That everyone according to his own.
我们继续的读。
And we continue to read.
请弟兄姊妹看四十一节和四十二节。
Let us read verse 41 and 42.
日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，心有心的荣光。这心和那心的荣光也有分别，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The holy is sown in corruption, it is raised, the body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
这两句话说明一件事情。
These two phrases indicates this.
到复活那天
，And on the day of resurrection,
我们大家都复活了。
We all resurrect.
但是个人复活起来的形体不一样。
But we all resurrect in different forms.
有的人出现像日头
，Some will appear as a sun.
有的人出现像月亮
，Some will appear as a moon.
但是呢，很多的出现像星星
，But many will appear as stars.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你喜不喜欢看。在夜晚看星。
I don't know if you like to look up to the sky at night.
哎，我有时候我蛮喜欢的，到外面去看那个星。
Sometimes I enjoy that a lot. I go out and
我就想起主的话了。
And then I thought of the word of the Lord.
你看那个星星呢，这个亮度都不一样。
And you see the brightness of the stars are different.
啊，月亮一出来，这星就看不见了。
Once the moon come out, it's hard to see the stars.
啊，有的时候你看见个天边呢，那个天边还有一个小小的星。
And you see from the edge of the sky, there's a little star.
在那里一闪一闪，有若有若无的。
As if it twinkles.
这个就圣经告诉我们的，仅仅得救而已。
And that's like in the Bible says, just saved.
今天到了复活的时候
，When the resurrection comes,
我们是天上的那个天边的星吗
？Are we the star at the edge of the sky?
请弟兄姊妹记得，主今天还没回来，这是主给我们的机会，千万不要放弃这个机会。我常常感觉我不是要来这里讲什么几篇道的。
I don't often feel that I'm not here to preach some sermons.
我希望我能在这里呼喊。
I desire that I have to make a call.
让我自己和弟兄姊妹都醒悟过来。
That myself and the brothers and sisters can be awakened.
这个我们的聚会才有意义的。
And then this is the meaning of the gathering.
否则你听了几篇道没有意思。
Otherwise you hear a few messages, it's meaning.
可能一出门你就忘记了。
The moment you walk out the door, you forgot.
对我们有什么用处？
What good is it?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，圣经所说的话是应验的。
The Bible, the word of the Bible will come to pass.
求主给我们有敬畏主的心啊。
May the Lord give us a reverent heart.
所以，大望那一天，神的儿女出现的时候。
I hope that on that day the children of God appear.
像古代的那个女先知啊所说的话一样。
Will be like the prophetess of the old times.
愿神的儿女出现，光辉烈烈，如同日头一样。
When the children of God appears with bright shining like the
sun. 求主给我们这个心智。
May the Lord give us this desire.
你不需要在地上得这个得那个。
You don't want to obtain this and that.
所以要知道主的路应当怎样走。
But to know how to walk on the way of the Lord.
非常重要的。
It's very important.
啊，那么我们再读。
Let us continue in reading.
约翰一书。
First John.
最后了啊，约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书。第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第二节和第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明。当我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Beloved, now we are children of God, and it is not yet being revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure.
这是使徒彼得给我们的一个勉励。
This is an exhortation from the apostle.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
将来如何还未显明。
What the future holds has not yet been revealed.
那就是还有机会。
It means we have yet more opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
求主让我们能抓住今天这个机会。
May the Lord help us to lay hold the opportunity of today.
我这一次呢和弟兄姊妹讲到这个失落和恢复。
This time I speak on the loss and the recovery.
啊，我们第一堂讲到人有严重的失落。
The first message we spoke on the seriousness of men's loss.
失落在这个宇宙中是大事情。
That the loss is a grave matter in the universe.
但是感谢神的大怜悯。
But thank the great grace and mercy of God.
他爱他所造的人。
He loved the man whom he created.
虽然我们失落了。
Even though we are lost,
我们都已经变成肉体了。
We have become flesh.
但是神不丢弃。
But Lord did not forsake.
所以神预备了恢复的路。
Therefore, He prepared the way of recovery.
这个恢复是大功。
And the recovery is a great work.
啊，神付了重大的代价，在我们身上要做恢复的工作。
He has paid a great price to do this recovery work.
他一定要把我们重新带回到神所要的那个人的光景。
He wants to return us to the condition which God wants man to be.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们何等需要主开我们的眼睛，
Oh, how much more we need to the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们知道我们这些信主耶稣基督的人是蒙到何等大的恩典。
So that those of us who believe in the Lord, we know how great a grace we have received.
弟兄姊妹们，神做了这个恢复的大功。
God did this work of recovery.
神是要把这个恢复的功做在每个弟兄姊妹的身上。
God wants to do this work of recovery on each and every brothers and sisters.
做在全教会身上。
To the whole church.
我们知道这个恢复的功是借着基督来完成的。
We know that the work of recovery is done through Christ.
那么这个恢复工的最后的目的也是基督。
Now the ultimate purpose of the work of recovery is also Christ.
所以因此我们今天在这条恢复的路上
that on this way of recovery,
我们一定要得着基督，
we must lay hold of Christ,
我们才真正的能够达到神的目的，
and then we can truly attain to the purpose of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
my dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是巴望我们里面能有这个属灵的悟性，能明白这件事情。
I really hope that we have the spiritual understanding to obtain this.
神今天就在我们身上做恢复的工作。
That our God is right now doing this work of
God. 他已经借着他的儿子把恢复的路完成了。
And through his son, he has already accomplished the way of the recovery.
他也把他的儿子放在我们中间作为这个目的，让我们来得着。
He has placed his son in our midst so that he become the goal to obtain.
所以这就是保罗的话。
This is the words of God.
我们如果能更多得着基督，基督就能更多得着我们。
If we can lay hold more of Christ, then Christ can lay hold more of us.
我们感谢神。
Thank God.
在同一个世纪。
That in the first century,
神主耶稣把这个启示摆在众圣徒们当中。
And our Lord has placed this revelation in the saints.
几乎所有的使徒们都明白一件事情。
All the apostles understand this thing.
所以他们在地上都是追求神永远旨意的一般人。
So they live as someone who pursued after eternal purpose of God.
而在这般使徒当中，
And amongst the apostles,
那么保罗跟约翰两个人呢？
The Apostle Paul and John,
神所给他们的执事，
and the ministry that God gave them,
对于神恢复的工作，
by this work of the recovery,
讲得最多最清楚，
and they spoke the most and the most clear.
所以保罗的执事是恢复的执事，
and the ministry of Paul is the ministry of
recovery. 约翰的执事也是恢复的执事，
and the ministry of John is the ministry of
recovery. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是满心的感谢主。
Truly, with our heart, we
主借着这两位宝贵的圣徒留下了很多宝贵的信息。
And through these precious saints, the Lord have left us many messages.
保罗写了13封书信。
Paul wrote 13 epistles.
约翰也写了好多的书信。
John wrote many epistles.
都是勉励我们。
And they are all to exhort us.
让我们知道什么是神的恢复。
So that we know what is the recovery of God.
并且让我们追求神恢复的工作。
And then causes us to pursue the recovery of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主是道路，
The Lord, He is the way.
他也是目的，
He is the goal.
啊，这个是今天从新约圣经里面呢，我们看见的非常重要的事情。
This is something we see very clear and important in the New Testament.
所以我们读保罗的书信，
So when we read the epistles of Paul,
我们深深地能体会保罗对于人的失落，他有深切的一个认识。
We can see how deep an understanding Paul has as to our lost condition.
保罗也对着神所要我们得着的基督有更深的一个明白。
And Paul had a deeper understanding of this Christ, which we need to lay hold of.
所以他写书信要我们要得不要失。
So when he wrote the epistle, he said, so that we need to gain, not to lose.
我们一定要得过基督所恢复的。
We must gain what Christ has recovered.
弟兄姊妹们，约翰也鼓励我们。
And John exhorted us.
要抓住眼前的机会。
To lay hold the present opportunity.
将来如何还不知道。
We do not yet know what the future holds.
弟兄姊妹们，时间是我们的机会，也是我们的考验。
Time is an opportunity, it's also a testing.
主给我们在地上有太多的机会。
The Lord gave us a much opportunity.
但是这也是个考验。
But this also is a testing.
到底你的选择是什么？
What do you actually choose?
你现在在追求什么？
What are you pursuing?
你到底要抓住什么？
What are you laying hold of?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天晚上我们靠主的恩典，希望能把这个能够讲清楚它。
Tonight, by the grace of God, I want to make this clear.
我们感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
在讲到这个恢复的工作上，
When we speak of the way of the recovery,
保罗所写的腓立比书，
the epistle of Philippians,
是从最基本的事上开始讲起。
He started from the most fundamental.
这个很非常的重要。
It is important.
我们都知道腓立比书这卷书很重视人的心思。
We know that the letter of Philippians pay much attention to our mind.
因为我们在我们人的生活是受我们心思的影响。
Because we live is dictated by our mind.
你怎么想就怎么活的，对不对
？However you think, then you live.
所以今天你的心思如果被别的东西引走了。
If your mind has been distracted by other things,
自然你的生活就转向这方局面去了。
Of course, then your life will turn to these things.
所以保罗告诉我们
，Paul told us，
基督徒要从心思上先就开始转变。
That we need to start turning from our mind.
腓立比书第二章第六到第八节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8.
哎呀，这几节圣经是我觉得在新约圣经里面我最宝贵的几句圣经。
I thought these were a few verses that are most precious in the New Testament.
我已经在各处的聚会很多地方都讲过这个。
I have spoken at many gatherings on these verses.
但是我每次读起对我是个提醒。
But every time I read it, I remind myself.
我都鼓励弟兄姊妹要把它背下来。
And I encourage brothers and sisters to memorize.
保罗说你首先要有基督的心思。
Paul first said, let this mind of Christ be
in you. 那么基督的心思什么心思呢
？What is the mind of Christ？
就是在腓立比书第二章所讲的。
It is written in Philippians 2.
啊，可惜这一次哈，我们没有时间来解释它了。
Sadly, we don't have time to explain.
但是呢，我们必须知道，保罗让我们知道怎样才能够得，而不是失。
But Paul reminds us how we can gain, but rather than lose.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道腓立比书啊有四个大的重点。
We know that Philippians have four major points.
啊，那么约翰要我们注视基督。
John asks us to gaze upon Christ.
所以你看见啊，约翰福音开头第一句话是什么？开头有道。他是从永世开给我们看见基督啊。
And he started the Gospel of John by saying, "In the beginning was the Word."
然后呢
？Christ from eternity.
在他写的书信《约翰一书》第一章第一节是什么
？And in his epistle, First John, chapter one, verse one, what?
论到了起初原有的生命之道。
Concerning the Word of life that is in the beginning.
人就是基督。
Still is Christ.
然后当他写启示录的时候
，When he wrote Revelation，
第一章第一节是什么
？Chapter one, verse one, he said，
耶稣基督的启示
，The Revelation of Jesus Christ。
所以我们知道，约翰是把我们所有注意力都集中在基督身上。
John has took all our focus upon Christ。
当然，我们知道基督的重要。
We know the importance of Christ。
但你怎么样能得着基督呢
？How do you lay hold of Christ？
感谢主，保罗写了腓立比书。
We thank the Lord for Philippians。
所以腓立比书有四件事情，这是腓立比书的主干思想啊。
There are four main points of the Philippians。
希望你牢牢的记住。
I hope that you will remember。
腓立比书第一件所讲的是什么呢
？The first thing it's in。
认识基督。
To know Christ。
啊，第二件事情。
And the second thing。
得着基督。
So lay hold of Christ.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
啊，我喜欢用享受基督。
I like the word to enjoy Christ.
那么，我可以讲经历基督。
Or to experience Christ.
啊，第四件事情。
The fourth thing.
彰显基督。
To manifest Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你记得吗？四件事情。
Can you remember?
啊，我再讲一遍。
Say this again.
认识基督。
Know Christ.
得着基督。
Attain Christ.
享受基督。
Enjoy Christ.
啊，彰显基督。
Manifest Christ.
这是。全本腓立比书的主干思想。
This is the main thought of Philippians.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
With all my heart, I thank the Lord.
使徒们，他们不仅自己在主面前所得着，他也把他的经历跟我们分享。
The apostles not only experienced the Lord themselves, but they passed on to us how they obtained this experience.
所以我们不能光知道哇，人堕落的，人失落的严重。
We cannot just know the seriousness of our fallen condition.
我们也不能说光知道神恢复的功这么伟大。
We cannot just know that the great work of His recovery.
那么这些是要实际的临到我们的生活的。
But this matter needs to come into our life.
在我们生命中的。
That come to our living.
所以使徒们，使徒保罗特别写腓立比书的时候，就把这个真正的这个恢复的啊这个路 变成我们可以实行的路。
So when he wrote Philippians, Paul particularly turned the reality of recovery into for us.
所以第一件事情
，the first matter，
我们要追求认识基督。
We need to pursue to know Christ.
啊，保罗从前呢，他不认识基督。
In the beginning, Paul did not know Christ.
啊，他在犹太教里面只认识摩西。
He in Judaism only knew Moses.
啊。那么在大马色路上
On the way to Damascus,
主遇见他
the Lord met him,
从此一个大的转变
and then he had a great change.
哎呀他才觉得和基督来相比摩西根本算不得什么
and then compared to Christ, Moses is accounted nothing.
他说我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝
Paul said that the excellence of the knowledge of Christ
弟兄姊妹如果主开我们的眼睛
sisters, if the Lord open our eyes,
你认识的基督
that if you know Christ,
所以有一个弟兄讲得很好啊
a brother said well,、
哦、他说基督是迷人的基督、哎、这个话也有点道理
Christ is a very desirous Christ、
哎、他说你不能看的一看就给他迷住
that you cannot look upon him the moment you look upon him he will capture your heart
当然这个是个形容
That is a description.
但是我们看见同一个世纪那些跟随基督的人就是这样。
But we see in the first century, this is what happened to those who pursue Christ.
哎呀，保罗，我们的主碰见了彼得了。
When our Lord met with Peter.
跟他讲说，来跟从我。
He said, "Come and follow me."
哇，约翰来跟从我。
John, come and follow me.
他们不仅把船丢掉了。
Not only they left their boat.
把家人也丢掉了。
Left their family.
哇，就跟随了耶稣了。
Follow Jesus。
啊，那个马太正在那个算账，正在那个弄钱呢。
Matthew was counting his money。
主说来跟从我。
Jesus said, "Come and follow me."
马上把那个钱柜的什么也丢掉了，就跟从主了。
Then he left his booth and money and followed the Lord。
哇，怎么这么大的吸引力啊
？What great attraction！
保罗是在大马士的路上
，On the way to Damascus，
遇见了主。
Paul met the Lord.
从此之后，他在他里面原来那个伟大的、那个荣耀的、宝贵的东西，就全部都失落了。
What was once glorious and grand things in his mind, they were all lost.
因此他说：“我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。”
And he said, "There is an excellence of knowledge of Christ."
啊，很可惜，今天我们也认识主啊。
And sadly, today, even though we know the Lord,
但他好像还不是至宝，对吧
？As if Christ is not yet the excellent thing.
在你家里面还有很多宝贝啊。
That in your household there are many treasures.
你看那些才是宝贝啊。
You see those as precious.
有的弟兄姊妹呢，是主耶稣是 one of 的宝贝。
To some brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus is one of the treasures.
是的，这些我也宝贵主耶稣，也宝贵这些。
I treasure Jesus, but I also treasure other things.
但对保罗不是这样。
But it's not so for Paul.
他说主耶稣是至宝。
The Lord is an excellent.
哎呀，因此他说是我认识基督。
He said, "For me to know Christ."
让我认识他的复活。
That I may know Him, the power of His resurrection.
什么叫复活啊？
是
恢复的工作。
The work of recovery.
只有有了恢复，有了复活，才有恢复呢。
Only when there is resurrection can you have.
然后我可以效法他的死。
And then I can imitate his suffering.
什么叫效法他的死啊
？How to fellowship with his suffering.
结束一切所有败坏的事物。
And to end all the corrupt things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，因此呢，在腓立比书里面，保罗告诉我们，他的生命中有了个清楚的标杆。
In the life of Paul, he said there is a clear goal.
啊，这个 goal 这个字哈，我觉得没有那个 mark 好。
I feel that the word goal is not as good as mark.
我喜欢翻译 toward the mark.
Toward the mark, our brother likes.
因为什么？这个 mark 呢，就是指的基督的。
Because the mark points to Christ.
我觉得这个 mark 就是腓立比书二章所描述的那个基督。
Because this mark is almost like Philippians chapter 2, what it described.
因为你这个 goal 好像一个杆子摆在前头，对吧
？Goal is kind of like a stick.
Yeah, 我们向着的不是一个杆子。
We don't run to a stick.
我们所向着的是基督所恢复的那一切。
But we run to all the things that Christ has recovered.
在基督里面所有的丰富。
All the fullness that is in Christ.
所有一切的美好的性情。
All the beautiful character.
所以这是一个 mark。
And that is a mark.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。 所以今天呢，我们是需要追求认识基督。
Today we need to lay hold and pursue Christ.
最好的方式是什么呢
？The best way is this.
你不需要进什么学校受人家教导。
You do not need to go to some school.
你也不需要找什么人当你老师。
You do not need someone to be your teacher.
最好的方式是什么呢
？What is the best way?
能让圣灵在你里面解开主的话语。
Allow the Holy Spirit to open His word in you.
那你就看见了基督的美丽。
Then you can see the beauty of Christ.
哎呀，我永远不能忘记啊。
I can never forget.
1965年。这是我个人生命上一个转变的年日。
It was a turning year of my
life. 我那个年，那年我才22岁。
I was 22 years old that year.
但是神的灵做工在我身上。
But the Spirit of God worked in me.
把我的眼睛打开。
He opened my eyes.
到今天回头我就知道，主让我看见基督的美丽了。
Today, as I look back, the Lord showed me the beauty of Christ.
从这天开始起。
From that day on,
我就尊重很多年长弟兄姊妹，但是我们不再是他们的 follower。
I honor all the elderly brothers and sisters, but I no longer follow them.
他们不再是我的偶像。
They are no longer my idols.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个经历是主所以可以赐给每一个神的儿女的。
This experience.Our Lord wants to give to everyone.
愿圣灵开我们的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit open our eyes.
让我们能够直接看见他。
That we can see him directly.
能通过主的话看见他。
Through his word we can see him.
这个不需要人教导。
We do not need to be taught.
约翰到晚年时候就告诉我们。
John in his later
years. 你只要按照恩膏的教训。
That if you follow the anointing.
你记得那里的话吗
？Do you remember the word?
不用人教导。
That no one needs to teach you.
请你把这个话记住。
Remember this.
不用人教导你
you need no one to teach you.
你自然知道
you will know.
怎么样跟随主
How to follow the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们神已经把一个最好的老师放在我们里面了
God has placed the best teacher in us.
我们还到处去找老师你不是很笑不好笑吗
We still seek teachers.
弟兄姊妹这个对我来讲是真的
And this for me is true.
那么对保罗来讲是更真的所以第一件事情我们要追求认识基督。那么当保罗认识基督之后
After Paul knew Christ,
哎呀他就满心的渴望能够得着基督。
With all his heart, he tried to lay hold of Christ.
所以在腓立比书第三章里面告诉我们
And in chapter 3 of Philippians,
他怎么样得着基督呢
How did he lay hold of Christ?
他要看万事如同粪土。
And he counted all things as loss.
哎呀，从前呢，我年轻时读不太懂。
When I was younger, I could read this, I didn't understand.
我想保罗这个话恐怕太夸张了嘛。
I thought Paul was exaggerating.
我们看看这个世界上有很多好人，很多好事。
We look around this world, there are many good people, many good deeds.
这个东西怎么变成粪土了呢
？How did this become rubbish?
让我看怎么看也不是粪土。
However, I look at this.
为什么保罗一看就是粪土了呢
？But when Paul looked at this,
是不是太夸张了呢
？Rubbish is it?
弟兄姊妹，不。因为保罗得到启示
no, because Paul received revelation.
他认识知道人的失落
He knew the lost condition.
当初神要给人的比现在你所要得到的不知道好了多少万倍
And in the beginning, what God wanted to give was so much better than now.
所以比起那些东西比起基督这都是粪土
Compared to Christ, all these are but rubbish.
所以呢旧有的保罗旧有的一切没有一样东西能吸引他
So what Paul once had, none of them attracts him.
我们知道保罗是好学生嘛。
We knew that Paul was a good student.
保罗说我在我同年人中间呢我是第一名啊。
That I was number one in my peers.
那么呢我呢你看是血统是正统的。
I have born of pure blood.
我是毕雅民族的人。
And I'm born of a tribe.
希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
As a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
哎呀，这个多骄傲！
That is such pride.
就着律法说我是法利赛人。
That by the law, I'm a Pharisee.
那并且呢，我是当初跟着他们一起逼迫教会的。
And in the past, I persecuted the church.
这些从前保罗所夸耀的事情。
All these things he once boasted.
认为最荣耀的事情。
He thought as glory.
现在在他的眼中变成粪土。
Now in his eyes are but rubbish.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是多么重要的一件事情
This is an important matter.
属灵的事情是这样
The spiritual thing is like this.
你不丢就不能得
If you do not lose, you cannot gain.
如果你要抓得紧紧的
If you hold on so tightly,
你就没办法得
You you cannot gain.
我记得这一个小故事很有意思。
I remember this little story that
小孩子哈。
A little child.
Yeah, 我用美金来讲，有人给他一个 quarter.
Someone gave him a quarter.
Yeah, 那个 quarter 比较大，对不对？
It's kind of big.
哦，小孩抓住 quarter 很高兴的。
And the child held a quarter. He's very happy.
后来爸爸想说给太少，就多给一点吧。
That's it. That's too little. Maybe I give him more.
这个爸爸就拿个 dime 来跟他换。
And the dad gave a dime to trade.
那个小孩就看看手中的这个 quarter.
And then the child looked at the quarter.
那看看爸爸手中那个 dime.
And then he looked at the dime.
他说我不要。
He said I don't want it.
因为什么呢？那个比这个小。
Because it's small.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常在主跟前都是这样的坚持。
My sisters, we are like this. In the Lord.
我年轻时候也是这样。
I was the same way when I was.
很多的争执。
There were many things that struggled.
我们不懂得这个丢的宝贵。
I do not know the preciousness of.
所以，如果你不能认识人的堕落的可怕
，If you cannot understand the seriousness of our loss,
你没有办法看见这个万物为粪土。
And you would not be able to see everything, count everything as gone.
叫你丢很困难的。
It's very difficult for you to cast away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。今天我们因为丢不下
，because we cannot count as lost，
我们白白的浪费很多时间和精力。
No, we have squandered away a lot of opportunities.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，dear brothers and sisters，
一定要丢才能够得。
You must count them as lost, then you can gain.
从使徒时代开始
，in the time of the apostles，
两千年教会的历史
，and then。Church history of 2000.
多少爱主的弟兄姊妹们
？So many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们为主在地上丢。
For the sake of the Lord, they.
为要得罪基督。
In order to lay hold of.
不顾一切的丢。
And they count everything as a cost.
我今天晚上给你们讲一个弟兄的见证。
Tonight I want to share you a story, a testimony of a brother.
这是一个英国的弟兄。
This is a brother from England.
他的名字叫富能人。
And his name is James Fraser.
啊，这个弟兄呢，他是出生一个富有的家庭。
He was born in a wealthy family.
然后他在英国呢，他是英国的皇家学院里面呢，读数学的。
He studied mathematics in the Royal College.
啊，那么他有非常的聪明。
He was very smart.
他是一个高材生。
He is very intelligent.
啊。弟兄姊妹们，他不仅这样，他还弹了一手好的钢琴。
And he played the piano so well.
他的钢琴呢，可以开演奏会的。
And he can host concert with his piano skill.
那么，他那个时候受感动。
And when he was touched,
把自己奉献出来。
And offered himself.
首先加入内地会。
And he joined the China Inland Mission.
那么到中国来做宣教士。
He went to meet as a missionary to China.
他22岁。
That was 22.
这么优秀的一个年轻人。
Such an excellent young man.
啊，那么他那个时候在这个中国的这个云南省。
And in the province of Yunnan.
有一天是在昆明呢。
In the city of Kunming.
在路上看见了一个土族走过去。
And he saw an Aboriginal walk by.
那是中国的傈僳族。
That is a tribe of a minority tribe in China.
就叫傈僳，英文也叫傈僳。啊，那么呢，他看见这个人之后呢，他就跟着他，哎呦，他里面忽然产生负担了。
When he saw this person, he had a burden suddenly.
所以他就回头呢，到内地会去申请，他要到傈僳族所住的地方去传福音。
So he went back to the mission and asked to go to the 傈僳 tribe to preach the gospel.
那个时候在内地会啊。
In the mission, at the
他们把傈僳族这个是排在外面的。
They have excluded this tribe.
不是他们的这个传教的区域。
But this is not the area of their mission.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那个地方啊，太穷困。
Because that area is too poor.
太危险。
Too dangerous.
因为他们住在山上的一批人。
Because they lived in the mountain.
那么，所以他去申请的时候，他们没有准他。
When he applied, they did not agree.
但他坚持，主给他的负担要去。
But he persisted in the burden that the Lord gave him.
那么内地会只好跟他讲。
And then the inland mission told him.
他说你要去你自己负责。
He said, if you want to go, you are responsible.
我们不能负你的责任。
We cannot be responsible for you.
所以他就开始进入深山，到了利珠族。
And then he went into the woods and went into the tribe.
啊，这个故事很长，我只讲中间一段情况。
The story is very long. I just tell you a section of the story.
我们这么一个优秀的一个弟兄，从最文明的地方来。
This excellent brother who came to the most civilized country.
而就进到了个最原始的地方。
And went into the most backward.
那个山上利珠族的生活是穷困的不得了的穷困。
Their life on the mountain is so poor, absolutely.
生活的条件根本就谈不上了。
There is no living standard.
那么他就进到那个里面去。
And he went among them.
弟兄姊妹，经过五年。
Five years later.
啊，那么太苦了。
It was so hard.
毕竟那些人非常迷信。
And those people are very superstitious.
所以呢，工作的果效是很差的。
He had very little fruit.
没有什么人愿意相信。
Not very many people wanted to.
做了五年。
He worked five years.
我们的弟兄啊，得到了忧郁症。
My brother got depression.
哎呀，他忽然发觉他这个人的光景呢，怎么变成这样了？
And he suddenly discovered how come I become this way?
这么做了这么久，一点功效都没有。
I worked so long, and yet there is no fruit.
而现在呢，人呢变成精神的状态不稳定。
And now I'm not even stable in my mind.
他就心里想，会不会啊，我又离开了受过去熟悉的人群太久了
？Is it because that I have left my familiar surroundings too long?
他说不可能呢。
He said, no, it's not possible.
他要不然。就是这里的营养太差了，我吃的东西营养太差了。
Perhaps I'm malnutrition.
你知道他曾经有一次出来。
You know that once he went out.
到了外面之后呢，看见了那个乳酪。
Once he saw cheese.
他抓起来了两罐，咕噜咕噜咕。那其他人那些宣教士旁边的看着，没人敢讲什么。
He just drank two bottles of yogurt.
太苦了。
It's too poor.
太苦了。
It's too harsh.
弟兄姊妹们，他们并且住的地方啊。那个是在那个一条江的那个峭壁上面。
And where they live was on the cliff above the river.
从那个窗户看下去，两千英尺的那个深。
You look down on the window.
底下是滔滔的河水。
2,000 feet of cliff, and then it's the raging river.
他软弱到一个地步。
He was so weak to this point.
他甚至有一天看见那个江。
When one day he looked at the river.
他就想跳下去。
He wanted to jump.
他说。我是不是错了
？He said, "Am I wrong?"
他就准备自杀。
He was prepared to kill himself.
弟兄姊妹，你看见他们收他的奉献到这样的一个地步啊
！When he offered his sanctification,
这么优秀的一个人
，such an excellent man,
富裕的家庭
，came from a wealthy,
数学的天才
，a genius of mathematics,
弹了一手好的钢琴
，very good piano skill.
那么今天居然落到这样的一种的光景中。
But now he come to such a state.
哎呀，当他正在那里忧郁啊、痛苦的时候。
And as he was in pain and depressed.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那么他就讲到那天呢，下大雨。
And that day it was raining very hard.
他住的那个房子不是水泥啊，那个泥泞地啊，烂泥泞地。
The house he lived in is just muddy.
那个屋顶呢、啊，是用香蕉叶子这么遮住的。
And the roof of his house was covered by banana leaves.
有一个人呢、啊，从山下来了，那个踏着的烂泥上来了，疲惫的不得了，送给他一个包裹。
Someone came from below the mountain, in the mud, gave him a package.
是他们从英国人寄来的信。
Is the letter, a package sent from England?
哎，在这封这个小小包裹里面呢。
That in this little package.
包挂了一本杂志。
There was a magazine.
这个杂志的名字叫《The Overcomer》。
The magazine was called The Overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？You know.
这是宾路易师母出的一份得胜报。
This is the magazine written by Jesse Penn Lewis.
他从来没看过。
He never read it.
所以他就打开这份报，
起
来读。
The magazine and read.
哎呀！主的光从这些话语里面照射出来了。
The light of the Lord shine from these words.
他本来那个消极啊，颓废的整个一面全部打消。
And his negativity, his backwardness, all cast out.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一份杂志救了他。
This magazine saved him.
哎呀，所以当初我读到他这个传记时，心里非常的感动啊。
When I read his story, I was very touched.
弟兄姊妹，从保罗开始。使徒们开始，在教会历史上，多少爱主的弟兄姊妹们，他们看万事如同粪土。今天呢，对我们来讲，看万事如同粪土这句话太轻了。教会历史中多少弟兄姊妹们，
In the church history, how many brothers and sisters?
他们为着主撇下一切。
For the sake of the Lord, they left everything behind.
他们要得着基督。
In order to obtain Christ.
他们要传扬基督。
In order to preach Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天只有能得着基督的一切，才得着神恢复的一切。
Only when you obtain all that Christ has, then you obtain all the recovery work of God.
感谢主。
Thank you.
所以他的女儿多年之后回忆他父亲写了一本很好的书。
And his daughter many years later wrote a good book about his father.
鼓励年轻人去读啊。
I encourage the young people to read.
那本书中文叫山雨。
It's called Mountain Rain.
啊，山上下的雨，山雨。
Mountain Rain.
感谢主啊，太多。在教会历史上，这些弟兄们有感人的事迹啊！
There are so many touching stories from the brothers and sisters.
因为他们遇见了基督。
Because they encountered Christ.
他们的一生在主面前有了转变。
And their life was changed.
所以我们要以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
So that there is an excellent of knowledge of Christ Jesus.
我们为他要丢弃。更多得出他。
And for him, we need to count all things lost in order to gain him.
弟兄姊妹们，丢不下就得不到。
If you cannot count as lost, you cannot gain.
那么，另外呢？
Then another point.
你要得着基督。
To obtain Christ.
我想在我们今生的生活里面，有两件事情是最影响我们。
In our daily life, there are two things that influence us the most.
一个就是这个世界。
One thing is the world.
这个世界对我们的影响真的是太大了。
The world indeed influenced us much.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要知道这个世界呢是两方面。
We need to know that the world is in two aspects.
一个是物质的世界。
One is a material world.
另外一个是宗教的世界。
The other is a religious world.
啊，很多基督徒啊，摆脱了物质宗教、物质世界的影响。
Many Christians were set free from the material world.
却摆脱不了宗教世界的影响。
But could not be freed from the influence of the religious world.
这两样东西今天对我们来讲都是非常有影响力的。
These two things influenced.
然后第二件大事情。
And the second great matter.
那么就是我们的自己。
Is ourself.
我们人的己。
Is the self of man.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
约翰就告诉我们
，John told us，
不要爱世界
，love not the world，
爱世界爱父的心就不在你们里面了。
If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you。
我们对于今天的这个物质的世界来讲
，toward the materialistic world，
保罗告诉我们一个最好
，Paul told us something best。
你可以用，但是不要爱。
You can use it, but not love it。
主给你很好的生活环境，
If the Lord gave you a good living,
你住好的房子，开好的车，
you live in a good house,
吃好的东西，
you eat good food,
这个不是犯罪。
That is not sin.
但是如果你一爱这个东西的话呢，
But the moment you love these things,
那就糟糕了。
Then it's wrong.
我记得从前在这里有一个弟兄啊，他现在不在这里了。
I remember, there was a brother here.
人家呢叫他来参加退休会，他不要来。
When we invited him to the retreat, he would not come.
他为什么不来呢？
Why would not he not come?
他说啊，这个退休会里面的食物不好吃。
He said the food at the retreat are not good.
所以他不要来。
He doesn't want to come.
哪一次我碰到他了
？Once I met him。
我们在餐厅里碰见了。
We met him at the cafeteria。
他就从他自己的包包里面拿出来了一点东西。
He brings food out of his own bag。
那几条小的烤鱼，他就在那里吃。
Some barbecue fish he ate。
哎呀，我想来参加个特会，就这几天，你还在意这么吃？你看人的这个几十很可怕的东西，对不对
？You see the self of man is a strong thing。
啊，所以呢，我们可以用，你尽量用没有问题，但是不要爱。
You can use these things, but do not love。
因为呢，你一爱的话呢
，Because the moment you love，
你的情感就被这个东西占据了。
Your emotion is being taken captured.
会影响我们的时间和我们的精力。
Your time and your energy.
那就是一个大的浪费。
But it is a great waste.
啊，任何东西你都可以用。
Everything you can use.
记得不要爱。
But remember not to love.
啊，这个今天我们必须要学这个功课。
This is something we must learn today.
我们要学会把我们的心永远摆在主身上。
We need to learn to place our heart at the Lord.
无论做什么，心在主身上。
Doesn't matter what you do, your heart is with the Lord.
你去读书，心在主身上。
When you study, your heart is at the Lord.
你在做家事，心在主身上。
When you're doing housework, your heart is with the Lord.
你在做事情，心在主身上。
When you're working, your heart.
你在开车，心在主身上。
When you're driving, your heart is.
你在聚会，心在主身上。
When you're here in the meeting, your heart is with.
任何一个时候，这都是连于主的。
Every moment you are united.
我们的心永远是属于主的。
Our heart only and only.
没有任何人可以在心里面占一份的地位。
Nothing, no one can lay hold of our heart.
然后你照常过你的生活。
And then you live your usual life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神给我们很多东西可以享用的。
God gave us much things to enjoy.
但是呢，我们人的难处就是一用的话，心都跑掉了。
But the problem, the trouble with us is that the moment we use them, our heart goes back after them.
啊，我们的感情必须属于主。
Our emotions, they must only belong to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道在属灵世上，天然的感情也是一个难以胜过的东西。
You know that in the spiritual journey, the natural emotion is a hard thing to overcome.
我常常想起啊。
I often remember.
我们年长的江守道弟兄。
Our elderly brother Stephen Kong.
我对他我是蛮敬重的。
I'm very respected.
我1964年的时候。
In 1964.
在台湾那个夏令会里面第一次看见他。
That I met him for the first time in a summer conference in Taiwan.
那一次他在那个特会里面呢讲述他个人的经历。
At that conference, he spoke of his own testimony.
哎呀，非常感动人。
It was very touching.
他讲到他当初在上海。
He said that once he lived in Shanghai.
啊，他怎么样从这个学校里面出来
？How he came from the school?
他的爸爸呢是美伊美会的会都。
And his father was the leader of the Methodist Church.
啊，那么他是留过美的。
And he also studied in the States.
所以在上海的那个。基督教里面是很有地位的一个人。
He's a prominent man in the Christian world in Shanghai.
结果呢，江弟兄呢碰到了尼托森弟兄。
And then Brother Stephen Kong met with Brother Watchman Nee.
我们知道这个尼托森弟兄当初起来是在中国的最早的恢复运动。
And Brother Watchman Nee is the earliest of the recovery work of China.
最早的一批。认识恢复而走恢复道路的人。
He was the earliest group of Christians who knew what the recovery is and walked on the way.
所以将军跟他一碰见之后啊
，The moment Brother Kong met,
深深的被吸引
，and he was deeply attracted.
所以他就要跟着将军，跟着尼弟兄一起去服侍。
He wanted to follow Brother Nee to serve.
他的爸爸知道之后心很着急啊。
And when his father heard of this, he was very anxious.
把他找来跟他讲啊。
And he said to him,
他说你要服侍主，我可以给你安排啊。
If you want to serve the Lord, I can arrange for you.
我甚至送你到美国去留学啊。
I can send you to study in the States.
将军说不，他要跟着你弟兄。
Brother Kong said, No, I want to follow Brother Nee.
将军在讲台上讲的时候啊。
And as Brother Kong was speaking on the pulpit,
他说我深深的伤害了我的父亲。
He said, I deeply hurt my father.
并且他这个决定 让当时在上海的其他基督教团体啊，很多人都起来责备。
And many Christian organizations rise up and rebuke him.
他们就指着他爸爸。
And they rebuke his father.
你怎么可以让你的儿子去走小群的路呢
？How can you let allow your son to walk the way of the few?
叫他的父亲非常的为难。
And his father was greatly troubled.
在里面有难过，外面有为难。
And he was hurt within. He was troubled without.
但是将军后来说了一句话。
And then Brother Kong said this.
他说。我的父亲是爱我的。
He said, "My father loved me."
哎呀，讲完，他在讲台上就哭了。
And as he said this, he wept on the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹们，我永远不能忘记。
And sisters, I can never forget.
圣灵就在聚会中感动。
The spirit was working in the meeting.
全场都哭。
The whole meeting was.
哎呀，我这个从前不会流泪的人呐、啊，那些眼泪像水一样往下流、啊。
Even person like I who would not cry, but I couldn't help but cry.
他说我的爸爸一直在那些人中间替我做辩护。
He said my father kept defending me among these people.
他深深的感觉里面的亏欠。
And he deeply felt his shortcoming.
但是，主的事情就是这样。
But this is the work of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的弟兄是付代价的。
Our brother paid the price.
啊，今天要胜过天然的感情，多么的困难呢、啊、
？In order to overcome our natural emotion, it's very difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
要走恢复的路
，To walk the way of recovery,
是需要付一点代价的。
You need to pay a price.
但是我们知道主的恩典。
But we know the grace of God.
神从来不亏负那些为着他的旨意付代价的人。
The Lord will never shortchange those who pay a price for Him.
神绝不叫我们突然受苦。
God would not allow us to suffer in vain.
是我们的弟兄被主用。
So our brother was used by the Lord.
他有他的一个条件。
And there was that prerequisite.
所以今天，如果我们愿意为主放下一切。
And today, if we're willing to lay down everything for the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，主会把恩典加下来。
Sisters, the Lord will add grace to.
我记得当年我要出来侍奉主的时候。
I remember when I decided to come to serve the Lord.
哎呀，我心里面有一天有点难过。
One day in my heart, I was kind of sad.
我想我要去侍奉主了。
I thought I'm going to serve the Lord.
从此之后，我大概不能照顾我的父母了。
From now on, probably I can no longer take care of.
所以我希望我的兄弟姐妹他们能照顾。
So I hope my brothers and sisters, my siblings can.
所以我想到那个，我心里面觉得对我父母很亏欠。
And I thought of this. I thought of.
心里很难过。
The shortcoming I have toward my parents.
我也流泪。但是我必须顺服主的带领。
But I must submit to the leading of the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
没想到，我父母最后在地上二十几年的时间。
I did not imagine this. That the last 20-some years of my parents.
主是安排他跟我们住的。
The Lord arranged that they would live with us.
啊，我想都没想到。
I never thought of this.
我的。父母主让我在服侍他们二十多年，一直到他们回天家。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我才知道我们的主是多么好啊
！I come to realize the goodness of my Lord.
The Lord is good. 所以你放心，他绝不会亏负你。
Rest assured that He will not shortchange you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以要走恢复的路
to walk on the way of recovery,
就不能受这个世界的影响
you cannot be influenced by the world,
不仅是物质的
not only
宗教的也不可以
material or all the religious world,
不要爱世界
love not the world.
那么第二面重要的
and the second aspect,
我们要胜过我们的己、啊、
is to overcome ourselves.
我们这个自己是最大的一个拦阻，可以说。
Ourself is, you can say, the greatest hindrance.
我们人的己里面有个败坏的欲望。
In us, there is a corrupt desire.
这个是叫我们下坠的一个力量。
This is a downcast force.
弟兄姊妹们， 我想我们都能领会，这是一个很可怕的力量。
We can all sense this. This is a very fearful power.
哎呀，我们这个己是很复杂的东西。
Our self is a complicated matter.
甚至很多人侍奉主了，前途不要了，世界的这个工作不要了。
And people who serve the Lord, they forsake their career, forsake their future.
哎，到了教会里面啊。
And when they came to church,
他又开始争名争利了。
And they started to strive for fame and position.
哎呦，要注意自己怎么样能出名。
And to pay attention of how they can.
哎，怎么样的能够弄多的钱
？How can make more money？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你就知道这个己在我们的里面，它在任何的场合里面都是我们一个敌对的很大的力量。
You know that self is at any time, anywhere.An opposing force.
所以追求得胜是什么？胜过己。
To pursue overcoming is to overcome self.
如果你能胜过你的己，你就能胜过一切。
If you can overcome yourself, you can overcome anything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，所以在圣经中间，我们看见那些得胜者。
That in the Bible we see these.
那些走恢复道路的人。
We see those people who walk.
他们都是对付己、对付很厉害的人。
They seriously dealt with themselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
得胜。
To overcome.
就是脱离己意，对神完全的尊重。
To overcome is to be set free from yourself.
一个得胜的人才是真正恢复正常的人。
An overcomer is someone who have returned to be.
他不是什么特别的。
It is not someone special.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道跟随主
，We know that to follow the Lord，
侍奉主
，To serve the Lord，
是有很多艰难。
There are many difficulties.
啊，当年我们出来服侍的时候，我们就知道，从此之后你要过信心生活。
When we begin to serve the Lord, we know from now on to live a life of faith.
很可惜，这些年。我们看见那个真正过信心生活的人没有多少个。
And sadly, all these years we see very few people who live the life of faith.
我二十年前我到中国去的时候
，10-20 years ago when I went to China,
我去看了何秀文姊妹埋葬的地方。
I see the burial place of Sister Margaret Barber.
哎呀，我心里也非常受感动。
And I was very touched.
这是主的恢复工作。在中国，头一个能够把他引进来的人。
This is the first person who brought in the recovery work in China.
是他把弟兄运动的那个恢复的那个信息带到中国。
It is her who brought the movement of the brethren movement, the message of the recovery.
他把这个恢复的这一个光给了尼托生弟兄。
It is he, she who gave this light of recovery to Brother Watson.
因此，在中国就产生了一般的圣徒们起来走恢复的路。
And that brought a group of saints to walk on the way of recovery.
我们的姊妹功劳是非常大的。
Our sister had a great contribution.
她是一个重要的人物。
She was a key member.
但是我们知道她的一生跟随主。
We know she followed the Lord all her life.
她是一个坚决凭信心跟随主的人。
She lived in absolute faith in the Lord.
从来不寄望任何人、任何一个基金、任何一个组织的帮助。
Never anticipated anyone, any fund or any group.
她有很多事迹啊。今天我在讲其中一件。
I can tell you one.
她那个时候在福建的马尾生活。
And she used to live in Maui.
后来呢，又有几个姊妹跟随她。
And a few sisters were with her.
是她的同工。
They were her co-workers.
他们的生活非常的清苦。
And they lived in very deep poverty.
她是从英国来的。
She came from England.
从一个好的生活环境里面来的。
She came from a good living
environment. 在那里过着的生活非常的穷苦。
And she lived in very poorly.
所以有一次，一个英国的弟兄来看她。
So one time, a brother from England to visit.
他知道我们的姊妹是凭信心生活的。
He know that our sister lived by.
他就对 Miss Barber 说，对何秀文姊妹说。
And he said to Miss Barber.
他说，我知道你是凭信心生活的人。
He said, I know you are someone.
你绝对不会接受任何人给你这个帮助。
That you would not receive help from any man.
我要给你钱，你不会收的。
If I give you money, you would not take it.
但是他说，你能不能做一件事啊
？But could you do something?
你呀、啊。弄一个小小的机构。
Why don't you start a small organization？
啊，你只要组织一个小小的机构。
Once you start this organization，
我可以回英国。
I can go back to England.
请弟兄姊妹们把钱汇入你这个机构。
And then can ask the brothers to send money to this organization.
那么就可以帮助你们这里的工作和生活。
They can help you out with your life and your ministry.
但是我们的姊妹坚决的拒绝。
She insisted on rejecting.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
她最后死在中国。
She died in China.
他埋在一个菜园子的里面。
She was buried in a vegetable garden.
哎呀，那天我就看了，心里面真是难过的不得了。
And when I visited her, and I was so sad.
非常受感动。
I was greatly touched.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
比起这些爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Compared to these brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
看见他们的情况，我们就很惭愧。
When we look at our own conditions.
今天呢，我们一点点的代价都不能付的。
Today we cannot even bear the smallest cost.
主给我们要求一点点，我们都很难给，难丢掉。
Requires a little bit of us.
教会历史中有这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
In the church history, there are so many brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
他们胜过己。
They overcome self.
他们忠心至死。
They were faithful to death.
愿意全心的依赖神。
And they leaned on the Lord.
所以他们在教会历史上。留下美好的踪迹。
They have left a very beautiful footprint in the.
他们真是主在地上的见证人。
They truly are witness for the Lord.
这些人是世界不配有的。
And these are people who this world is not worthy of.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主还留我们在地上。
The Lord still.
我们还有一点点的机会，主就来了。
We have yet some opportunity before the Lord.
你愿意为主撇下这些吗
？Are you willing to lay down these?
你愿意走恢复的道路吗
？Are you willing to walk the way of
recovery? 你愿意付代价跟随主吗
？Are you willing to pay a price to follow the Lord?
这是我们的机会。
This is our opportunity.
这是我们的考验。
This is our testing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗。不仅在这里告诉我们要丢弃万事得着基督
，Paul not only here says to count all things lost to gain Christ，
他告诉我们，我们在生活中要努力的彰显基督。
But in our life we need to strive to manifest Christ。
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether life in that life or death be let Christ be magnified。
不管是什么样的环境
，Regardless of the circumstances，
要叫人在我们身上看见的是基督。
That other people would see Christ in us.
看见的不是你。
They would not see us.
弟兄姊妹们，今天有很多人就完全不能明白保罗所说的是什么。
Many people now could utterly not understand what Paul was saying.
如果你能把基督彰显出来
，If you can magnify Christ,
证明在你的生活中你是与基督合而为一的。
It means that in your life you are in union with Christ.
所以保罗讲了一句很有名的话。
So Paul said something famous.
我活着就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
To me to live is Christ.
For me to live is Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这是多么重要的一句话呢
？It's such an important.
今天人在外面看不见基督。
People cannot see Christ today.
看见保罗，看见基督了。
But when they saw Paul, they saw Christ.
所以保罗无论遭遇什么，人反对他也好，人辱骂他也好，人抵挡他也好。
So however people rejected Paul, they shamed him, they say things about him.
他根本不在意的。
He does not care.
他被关在罗马的监牢里面。
When he was jailed in Rome,
还有人在外面在讲他了，批评论断的。
There's still people who judge him.
传福音的心，那个心的不正。
And when they preach gospel, not of the right heart.
保罗说什么？这有什么关系呢
？And Paul said it's okay.
只要基督被传开就好了。
As long as Christ is preached.
哎呀，你看这个人，他整个的心思意念全部在主身上。
And this whole person, his heart is on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。求主给我们一个专一的心智。
May the Lord give us a focused heart.
无论是生是死
，whether life or death，
总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ will be magnified in my body.
就是不受任何的环境影响。
We would not be influenced by.
环境好，环境不好，照样彰显基督。
Circumstances be good or bad, we magnify Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是一个恢复道路上。一个人该有的情况。
This is a condition of someone who is on the way of recovery.
如果我们这样活
，If we live this way,
弟兄姊妹，当你死了之后
，And after you pass away,
你到主面前看，你就得罪一大堆，对吧
？When you go before the Lord, you see how much you have gained.
彼得也告诉我们
，Peter said,
他说我们应当 丰丰富富进神的国。
That we shall enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
啊，使徒们的心思意念都在主的身上。
The apostles, their thoughts, their minds are all on the Lord.
但是我们也知道，走恢复的路。
We know that to walk on the way of recovery.
是多有征战。
There are much conflict.
因为不仅有世界有仇敌，这是。这有我们的几次仇敌手中的工具啊
！Not only there's the world, there's self, but there's also the enemy.
撒旦用这些东西阻挡我们。
Satan used these things to hinder us.
所以因此有属灵的征战。
Therefore, there are spiritual warfare.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢我们的主。
And sisters, thank the Lord.
在加略山上
，at Mount Calvary，
我们的主跟仇敌跟魔鬼面对面。
Our Lord came face to face with the devil.
胜过仇敌
，and he overcome the devil.
打破仇敌家长的头
，and he strike his head and bruise his head.
借着十字架的工作恢复一切
，and through the work of the cross he recovered all things.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
圣经中那个死而复活、死而又得这句话，在主的身上就应验。
In the Bible.He once was dead and now is alive. He was lost and now is found. Came to pass on the Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们要靠着钉十字架的基督。
Today we lean on the Christ who is crucified.
胜过仇敌一切所有的攻击。
To overcome all the attacks of the enemy.
那么今天呢，我们要知道哈，这个征战的属灵征战的性质。
Today we need to know the nature of the spiritual warfare.
啊，我们的敌人呢？
That our enemy
是魔鬼啊
！Is the devil
啊？不是属血气的人。
It is not fleshly man.
我们不是跟属血气的人征战。
We do not war against the flesh.
千万不要把我们的弟兄姊妹当仇人啊
！Do not consider your brothers and sisters as the enemy.
啊，这是一个大错误。
That is a great mistake.
啊，有时候我们弟兄姊妹不小心被仇敌利用了，对不对
？Sometimes our brothers and sisters would be used by.
那是仇敌挑动他的肉体了。
That is when the enemy entices.
你要为他祷告。
You need to pray for them.
求主救他脱离仇敌的手。
Pray to them that the Lord will save.
你不要去对付他。
Save them from the enemy, but do not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们多需要认识在属灵征战上到底我们在跟谁在打仗。
And sisters, we need to know who are we fighting in the spiritual battle.
所以我们知道，在圣经中有一个名词叫做敌基督，是吧
？In the Bible, there's a phrase, the Antichrist.
这个敌基督是谁用？是约翰用的。
Who used the word Antichrist? But John.
约翰在约翰一书里面两次用到。
In First John, he used this phrase.
其实三次用到敌基督这个词。
The word Antichrist.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。今天仇敌所要做的是对付，是对着基督来的。
What the enemy is trying to do is targeting Christ.
他在我们身上叫你不要得罪基督。
That in us he hinders us to.
这就是他全部工作的一个主要的目的。
This is the main purpose of all his work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
愿主让我们在这场征战的里面。
That may the Lord allow us to be in this.
知道怎样能够靠着基督得胜。
To be victorious through Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
时候真的是已经到末了。
The time truly has come to the end.
我真是感觉需要真理的圣灵，把这些话开启在我们里面。
I really feel that we need the Spirit of Truth to reveal these words in us.
也能够引我们进入实际。
And He can lead us into the reality.
所以弟兄姊妹。感谢主，这是把我们聚在这里，一同来思想神的恢复。这是主在地上最重要的工作。所以我们要坚守我们个人走恢复的路。
We need to hold fast on our individual walk on the way of recovery.
教会的路是恢复的路。
And the way of the church is the way of recovery.
我们要在主面前努力的像保罗一样的努力。
That we pursue just as Paul.
我们从基督得回我们所失落的。
That through Christ we gain what we have lost.
我们求主用他自己的话祝福弟兄姊妹，
May the Lord bless brothers and sisters through His own words.
也坚固 各处的聚会，
to strengthen the assemblies everywhere,
叫我们能经得起考验，
that we can stand on these testings,
让我们能站立得稳，
that we can stand firm.
请我们低头再祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我真是满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, with all our heart, we thank you.
因为你没有丢弃我们。
Because you did not forsake us.
你仍旧愿意对我们说话。
You continue to be willing to speak to us.
主啊，但愿在这幕后的日子。
Oh Lord, in these last days.
我们能听得见你末了世代的号角。
That we can hear the trumpet call of the final battle.
让我们起来跟随你。
That we can rise and follow you.
主啊，不管这个世界怎样改变，
regardless how this world changed,
不管今天地上教会怎样改变，
how the church on this world changed,
我们只知道一件事情，
we only know one thing,
走在主恢复的路上，
to walk in the way of recovery,
让主恢复的工作就在我们的身上，
allow the work of the recovery to be done in us,
让我们因堕落而有的失落，
that through the fallen nature of our lost condition,
能够被挽回。
That we can be corrected.
主啊，我们巴望你的心意在地上就能被显明。
Oh Lord, we pray that your purpose will be revealed on this earth.
在不多的日子。
That in the few days.
你能得着许多爱你的人。
You can obtain many people who love you.
如同在历史历代所得着的那些圣徒们一样。
Just as how you obtain the saints throughout the generations.
主啊，愿我们能有好的光景迎接你的再来。
Oh Lord, may we be in a good condition when you return.
主，但愿聚会过去了。
Oh Lord, the meetings may pass.
你的话不过去。
Your words will not pass.
继续在我们里面做工。
That will continue to work in us.
继续光照我们。
Continue to illuminate,
继续引导我们。
Continue to lead us.
主啊，愿各处都能够把荣耀归给神。
That in all the assemblies we can render glory unto God.
谢谢你这些日子纪念我们。
We thank you for your remembrance of us in these days.
我们把明天早晨最后一堂信息也交在你的手中。
We want to render tomorrow's last message meeting into your hands.
继续对我们的心说话。
Oh Lord, you continue to speak.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.